weekly press conference, President Eisenhower decries the use of force and hopes for a peaceful settlement on Suez.
Good morning. We'll go right to questions.
President Louis Castle, United Press. Would you tell us, sir, how you feel about the use or threat of military force in the Suez dispute?
Well, I can't answer that question quite as abruptly and directly as you've asked it. The United States has every hope that this very serious difficulty will be settled by peaceful means. We have stood by the conference method, not only in the solution of this problem, but in all similar ones. I can't conceive of military force being a good solution, certainly under conditions as we know them now, and in view of our hopes that things are going to be settled peacefully.
13,000 Boy Scouts from 19 nations pitch camp in Japan for one of the greatest jamborees in scouting history. Differences in language and culture are obstacles soon surmounted as the youngsters find interests in common, notably and very typically in swapping, the number one social activity at every jamboree. The Scouts prove again, as they have often before, that youth is the magic solvent of human relations and that friendship knows no language or nationality. A grand parade is the climax of the international encampment. Crown Prince Akihito takes the review as the Scouts march past in national contingents. United in allegiance to the Scout creed, they present an object lesson to their elders who only talk of fellowship. Teenage driving champions of 48 states, Hawaii, and the District of Columbia compete in the finals of the 5th annual Teenage Rodeo for the crown as America's most skilled young driver. Chosen from a national grassroots competition, they must prove their ability in a 3-day series of tests that many more experienced drivers would find difficult. Each of the top 3 finalists will receive a scholarship, but every one of the hundreds of thousands of entrants in the Teenage Rodeo has won an education in safety that may mean the saving of a life. Columbia goes all out in the search for jungle oil. Here, seismographic tests are being made in what is believed to be one of the richest oil areas in the Western Hemisphere. Dynamite is planted so that returning shock waves may locate oil domes. So rich is the terrain that oil seeps actually overflow onto adjacent roads. 72 drilling concessions have been granted by the Colombian government to American oil companies who are spending hundreds of millions of dollars in their development. Helicopters are employed for the hauling of drilling machinery into remote areas as a whole new industry blossoms in the jungle and opens up vast new potential wealth for a South American neighbor.